New rules shake the house, teams are picked, and a champ goes home. Welcome back to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski, and we are back, baby, full force. We are back, season 36, episode 1, Declassified. We are here. The challenge has begun. Double agents this season, which means even more lies, more stabs in the back, more snakes in the house, and probably way, way, way more surprises. So I can't wait to jump into this episode. I thought this episode was so good. I mean, it started off with a bang, and then it had another bang, and then another bang, and then the biggest bang of all, a champ goes home. A two-time winning champ. So just to put that in perspective, that's how this episode is. And if that is any preview of what the rest of the season is going to look like, I cannot wait. Oh my God, I'm so excited. So new season means new rules. There are plenty of new rules in this house. First of all, they got to pick their partners, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then you have to win a gold skull to be able to run the final, but there are only 10 that like so many people can have. So there's only 10. So technically only 10 people can make it to the final, but that doesn't mean when you get a skull, you have one forever. So I don't know exactly how they switch it up. We will see. But I feel like it's going to be along the lines of, obviously if someone goes down there with a skull and then they lose, there'll be a skull up for grabs. Or maybe you can steal a skull from someone from the house after you win. Like you can choose who you're picking your skull from. Yeah, so those are my thoughts on some of the rules so far, plus the whole double agents thing. So when you win, obviously you get power. That's normal for the challenge. And they get to go in. Well, this episode was when they got to go in right before elimination. They saw who exactly voted to put the pair into elimination. So I wonder if it's going to be like that every single time, or if it's just going to be a new clue about something. But let's get into the episode now. So TJ, first of all, comes out looking like a straight up baller. He looks so badass getting out of this helicopter and walking up in slow-mo and taking the aviator glasses off. I completely, completely loved it. It's just typical TJ fashion. I seriously got chills when everybody walked out of their cars. They went straight into first mission. Here we go. It was mission decryption. They were split up, boys and girls, and then they had to duplicate the exact code on the little tin can with the wires in the box. So, and obviously everyone's trying to look at it at the same time. So it was very hectic. And Lolo Jones did not disappoint. That girl sprinted up that hill. Her legs were just like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And she got to that little thing first. And then eventually Tori came and so did the whole pack. Okay, I'm like really excited to see how Lolo does in other challenges just based off that one. Because endurance is a huge part of the challenge. Not only being mentally smart as in puzzles, endurance plays a huge role. So there's expectations to Lolo. I mean, she's an Olympian. So we do expect a lot from her. I mean, she's not just an average rookie. I have to say, I don't think any of these rookies are average rookies. Like they're not the rookies that we usually have, you know, where I feel a lot of them are just coming from maybe like a dating show and they don't have a ton of competition background, like athletic competition background. But we have like a WWE star, an Olympian. I mean, we have Big Brother winners who I feel like the show is very similar to the challenge in a way, you know, like the whole politicking and there's challenges, But I think, you know, the challenge is just a little bit more. It's on like steroids, probably. I don't really watch Big Brother, so I couldn't comment too much, but that's what Amber B said. So I'm going to stick with it as well. And it was so funny to see Nicole trying to help Lolo with the colors. And she's like screaming at her with her super thick accent. And I thought that was really interesting. I don't know if her and Lolo maybe, you know, hung out or talked before the show, but clearly we have a little alliance going on right there. I mean, right out the gate. But Anissa, my girl Anissa takes it home. And I'm so happy for her because last season as well, but almost all of the seasons lately that she's been on, she's been considered a layup. And, you know, she's not really someone anyone wants to run a final with. So she always just like makes it close because people do love Anissa. I mean, I think she's a great person. She's got a great soul and I think she's loyal and she's great at the challenge. So I'm so happy that she has really taken the bull by the horns this season and making some money moves. I mean, this is what I wanted to see from Anissa. I always knew she was a fighter. I always knew she could pull it off. It was almost like she didn't want to ruffle any feathers, which is fine. I get it. It's the challenge. These are your friends and you want to help them win. But at the end of the day, you're swimming in a pool of sharks and you got to make a choice. Who's it going to be? Them or you? So happy that she's putting herself first. And then we go to the boys. Oh, the boys, the boys, the boys. The boys just went at it like street dogs after like a whole thing of steak in the middle of the road. It was crazy to watch. I feel like the girls were a little bit more, I don't even know how to say it, like not as intense, not as pushy and shovey. I feel like, I mean, yeah, there was like some pull and tug here and there, but I feel, you know, everyone kind of gave each other some space where the guys are just so on top of each other. I mean, it was crazy. They didn't even want another person to look at it. It was just so funny. I mean, this is definitely going to be a meme forever and ever. Wes is definitely right. The moment CT threw that shoe in his face, what? Oh my God. So funny. And then they did the slow-mo. I mean, I'm definitely going to be sending that gif to all my friends in my group chats from now on. Fessy wins. I honestly was a little surprised by this because although I know Fessy is a great player, I just didn't, I don't know. I guess there's just something, I didn't think that he was that good at puzzles and things. I'm so happy that he won. And this is what we want to see straight out the gate. Like, let's go. Bring it all you got, because if you don't, you never know when you might be going home. So then after that, Anissa actually gets to pick her partner first, and she was the overall winner by a whole minute. Like, okay, that's my girl. So she gets to pick. She picks Fessy, and I see even in Fessy's face, he's not entirely happy to have her on his team, which goes back to what I said about everyone thinking that she's a layup. I don't think she's a layup. I think she just needs the right partner and maybe support. But that only makes me nervous for the future of this season, because with the rules of after you win a challenge, you get to choose if you want to stay with your partner or choose anybody else to partner up with besides the double agents, which is going to throw a huge wrench. I mean, things are going to get crazy. This is basically an individual game, but in pairs. So it's going to get real wild, folks. Okay, so getting into the teams, it's Fessy and Anissa. I'm very excited for. I cannot wait to see how that's going to play out. They both won. So I don't know. I feel like they're on a good track right now. Tori and Corey, very cute. I love that around. Again, love these two. I think Corey is great. I also think Tori is very great as well. So I feel like they have a good dynamic and they're kind of similar. Like they're beasts in the game, but also they politic usually pretty well. So I think that's actually a very good pair. Teresa and Jay, don't know too much about Teresa. Her time was a little bit before when I started watching the show. I have liked her from this episode so far, and I think her and Jay is a good match so far. I don't know too much about her, but I think that, you know, they're going to be good. Nani and Kyle, I think this is an amazing match. I also just love how much Kyle believes in Nani, and I think Nani really needs that. I think she needs someone who's going to support her. So I'm all for this, and they're both just like silent killers. I think this is going to be a great, great couple. Okay, Nicole and Devin, I love it. I love it. I mean, we got two big mouth people who also play the game very well. I mean, I feel like I just keep saying that, but that's because all these people play this game so well. Then we got Natalie and Wes, and I wasn't too sure about this pairing because although I don't know too much about Natalie, I know that she's a beast coming from the Survivor world. But after I saw her in elimination, I was like, okay, girl, like, I'll see you. And I definitely think she was made for the challenge. So I think the Survivor brought us this beautiful goddess, Natalie, to, and I honestly am saying it now, I think she's gonna make it to a final, if not make it very close. I have very good vibes about Natalie. I was a little surprised too when she said that she's exactly like Wes. So I'm interested to get to know her personality a little bit more throughout the game. Darrell and Amber B, I think this is a good couple. I don't know. I don't have too much to say about that, honestly. So Darrell, I've only seen him on one challenge since I've been watching, and Amber B is totally new, but I like Amber B's vibe. I very much like her as well. And Darrell's a pretty low-key player. Like, he doesn't really ruffle feathers. He just kind of does his business. So I think that's good for Amber. Gabby and Leo, I think these are going to be a cute little spicy couple right here. Leo seems like he's just ready for the game, like very ready. Gabby, I think, is not so confident in herself, and we saw that a little bit when she was crying with the girls. I would understand too. I mean, if I was Gabby and I walked into a house with an Olympian, a WWE player, and like 10 vets, and just all these other people who have all these great athletic accomplishments and, you know, other titles to their name, I think it's very scary. She came from a dating show. I mean, she is a personal trainer, so she's a fitness trainer. And, you know, we know she's fit, but I think this is definitely a different universe. I think her being paired up with Leo is actually probably one of the best things for her. I think he's going to help give her that confidence that she so needs. And I think they're going to be the cutest little power duo. Josh and Cam. I don't know about this one. I love, love, love my killer Cam, but Josh just sometimes gets too emotional and makes enemies. So I don't know how well Cam is going to deal with maybe Josh's more emotional side to him, but we shall see. And then we got Casey and Leroy. I actually really like this pair. I think Casey's good for Leroy. Leroy's good for Casey. Yeah, I think they're going to do very well. I think they're going to be a great team. CT and Ashley, two champs on a team. I thought that that was maybe not the smartest move, although, you know, they're comfortable with each other and they've always supported one another. So I get why they chose one another. They are, you know, friends in another sense, you could say, on the show. They're probably one of the closer friends out of everyone this season. Clearly, that did not work out too well in Ashley's favor. Then we got Big T and Joseph. And I think this is going to be a very interesting couple. Although I don't really know anything about Joseph. Joseph is the one who came from AGT. He doesn't have a lot of background in athletic competition, to my knowledge. I am excited to see what's going to happen with Big T and Joseph. Big T kind of seems to be, you know, pulling Joseph around. Like, come on. But Joseph said he's just a very relaxed man, which is something I feel like the challenge does not ever have. No one is really that relaxed on the challenge. Now, we're going to see probably Joseph make a whole attitude change once the game actually starts getting in motion and he starts getting put to the test a little bit more. But I was intrigued when he stood up to CT about throwing in the vets instead of the rookies. So, okay, we know Joseph has a backbone and he is definitely going to be using it. Then we have Lolo and Nam, and honestly, I ship this couple. I think I want them to get married and have babies. That's how much I think I like them being together. I definitely feel they're going to be a good couple. I think they're probably the most athletic couple in the house, like physically fit, I would say, and like built for just athleticism. And Nam says he's very smart. He says he can do puzzles, and that's going to be their secret little trick to, you know, surprise everyone. So I'm excited to see what he's going to bring, especially now that he's hyping himself up. I think they're going to be definitely a strong couple to not mess around with. We got Nelson and Amber M. I think they're just two little cuties. And Amber M is from the dating show, Are You the One? LGBTQ season. And I loved her on that season. So I'm excited to see what she's going to bring. And I think Nelson is a good partner for her at the moment. So we'll see. Then we got Michi and Liv. So Liv is the other girl who's new from the UK. She was comforting Gabby in her, you know, time before she might have had to go into the elimination round. So I'm liking her right now. I think I really like Liv. I like her energy. I think, you know, she's a girl's girl. She sticks with her peeps, kind of like a rookie team. So they will have to prove themselves. I don't want to say shocked, but I was definitely a little surprised when they decided to throw in CT and Ashley. I definitely thought, oh, like, no, they're kidding. Like, they're just like floating it and then they'll end up picking the rookies, kind of like normal. But, you know, every once in a while, they do get a little ballsy and throw the big dogs in. But I think it's definitely too soon. It's the first episode. You have no idea what's going on this season, and it's already double agents. And the fact that, you know, they don't know all the rules, and I feel like you never really know all the rules in the challenge. They're just constantly changing. You just kind of have a broad idea of what the rules are at first, and then you just kind of start playing along to TJ's little puppeteer game that you have to just slowly, you start finding out different things, and it just completely changes the game. I mean, this is why this show is so great though. CT and Ashley are picked, and then we go into elimination, baby. First elimination of the season. Look, the elimination game itself, it wasn't like as crazy as I thought it was gonna be. Definitely hard, don't get me wrong. I mean, don't throw me up there. I could never. Because Ashley was struggling. She did not look okay. She definitely, I don't think, maybe she had the arm strength to hold herself up, even though she was smaller and more lean than Natalie. But also, the fire would be very scary. I don't know if I could rope along with fire right above me, like staring into my eyes and my soul. I don't know if I could do that part. It definitely, I mean, they were neck and neck for so long. I obviously am rooting for Ashley. I mean, she's a vet and I love her. I love Ashley and I'm so sad to see her go home the first week. It's just not what you want to see for a two-time champ, but that's the challenge. Natalie ended up pulling out the win, and Ashley unfortunately went home. And I'm so sad that it was a girls' elimination and not a guys', because it definitely would have been a little bit more interesting to see CT and Wes up there doing the rope fire challenge, or the Operation Fire Escape challenge was the name of it. And now I'm curious as to what the guys are going to be doing, because if you go down and you're part of a team, but it's only, I guess, that gender's elimination week, you don't have to compete at all and you just get to go back into the house. But are you just have to compete that week without a partner, since now you can flip-flop and choose basically whoever you want? I don't know. These are questions that, obviously, this is why I feel we should have a double episode premiere. I mean, I don't think one episode is enough for the first episode of the season. I definitely want more. I just want to binge it, honestly. I want it to come out like Netflix. Okay, going back to the guys real quick. Now, Natalie has to decide if she wants to stay with Wes or if she wants to choose anybody else in the house besides Fessy. I think she should stay with Wes. I think she was very happy with her initial decision, and watching her, she's a beast. And I know Wes wants her. You can tell because his face definitely got very, very nervous when he found out that she could leave him and choose anybody else in the house. When you stay with Wes, you also stay with kind of a snaky person, but that's just how he plays the game. It's how he always plays the game. And usually it gets him pretty far. At least I think she could stay with Wes for the while. But then the downside, I know, I just feel like I'm a contradiction. That's just me and my brain. I feel like I just am looking at it from all different points. And I mean, you want to choose the best outcome. Then I obviously feel if Wes is going to be your partner and she keeps getting thrown in because of Wes, then yeah, maybe you should switch partners. I feel like it's up to her. If I was a betting woman, and I'm normally not, if I was a betting woman, I would say that she stays for now. I think this is a good duo and they're going to make it a little bit further together. The last thing I want to talk about is the elimination area. It is called the crater, and it seriously looks like it's something from Mars. Like, it totally looks out of this world, out of this planet, out of this galaxy. It's so cool, so modern. You're just like in this little crater, and there's all these like really nice, like neon kind of mood lighting lights. So I guess neon isn't the right word. You know, they're just, what's the word I'm looking for? Modern. They're very modern with the elements of the earth. So it just, I don't know, it looks like a very like modern, cool, minimalist type of situation. And that like goes back to the house as well. The house is very like cool, industrial, modern, but in the desert kind of area in Iceland. It just seems really cool. And then when it's elimination, oh my God, it's like it seriously looks like you're in a spaceship with all the flashing lights. I kind of just want to like go to that house and check it out. Like, I wonder if it's Airbnb. Can you rent it? You know, maybe 2021, 2022. Let's go to Iceland and let's live in the old challenge house for a little bit. Let's check it out. I think it's a really good house, definitely an upgrade from last season. So I bet all the cast members are just so happy to not be living in a bunker underground. They actually are above ground this time in a really dope house. And it looks like they're probably just going to have parties in the house, like in a little secluded igloo-y area is what it looked like they had their first little get together was. Very quarantined, very safe. So I like that. That's good. That must make everyone probably feel better. And a couple of my predictions just real quick. I think Natalie and Wes are going to stay together and CT is going to go back in that house and he's going to get revenge for our girl Ashley. I see it. And I also see Leo and Gabby just being a very good couple. That's just a couple little, you know, future things. I feel like we didn't get to see too many people and their personalities, but you know, it's slow to begin with. We'll get there, and I'm excited to still see all these rookies who are not so rookies, honestly. I'm excited to see them compete more and really get to see their sides come out in these crazy challenges and in the house. I'm just so excited this season started. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Believe in the Challenge podcast with me, your host, Kitty Walski. You can follow Believe in the Challenge on the Believe Podcast Network. And I thank you guys for letting me just talk about one of my absolute favorite shows. You can find us anywhere you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere. Check us out and be sure to follow me at @KittyWalski_ on Instagram, Twitter. Come chat with me, talk with me about the new season, about the rookies, the vets, what's going on, everything, because I truly do want to know your guys' thoughts and perspectives. Be sure to tune in next week for more coverage of The Challenge.